They were called to duty last night. They did not arrive. Will they tonight? The Ottawa Senators, it's bad a performance as they've had all season, as almost any team has had all season. Jason York, our NHL insider, brought to you by McAlpine Ford Lincoln in Aurora from Sportsnet. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. I imagine better, a whole lot better than Guy Boucher is and has been for quite a while. What do we get? I mean, we've been bandied back and forth. We're getting a team that's playing the back end of a two-nighter, and yet they played so poorly last night. How can they arrive with any excuses tonight? Wouldn't you expect that this would be a tougher team to play than normally in their situation?
I would have to think so, guys, because you lose on home ice 8-2, and I believe they're now the top team in the league for giving up 5 goals in a game. I think they've done it the most of any team. I'd have to think it's the old cornered animal analogy tonight against Toronto, and if you can't get ready to play against Toronto Maple Leafs and you're just 4 hours away, then you got big problems. But they do have big problems, guys. It's just it's tough to put a finger on it, and the only thing I can look at to start is, I actually thought Ottawa was pretty good in that game last night to at least start the game off. But Craig Anderson, boy, he has had a down year, guys. It's just, it hasn't been his year. He hasn't been very good. And Mike Condon hasn't been much better. And it's tough to win in this league, guys, when you don't get consistent goaltending.
I'm glad you brought this up, and I was able to look it up really quick. So you and I will take 50% credit for the stat, Jason. I'm glad you did this. They've given up 5 goals 15 times, and they're 2-13 with a couple overtime losses sprinkled in there. So 15 times
That's
in
crazy.
The modern day, and they've played 33 games. I mean, they've given up 5 goals almost over a third of their games. And you're right, that does not happen to NHL teams anymore.
And guys, this is a team last year, if you remember how they played in the playoffs, and Guy Boucher hockey is supposed to be airtight, defensive, stingy, you give nothing, you can't get through that neutral zone trap of theirs. So to have that stat is crazy, because that's not how this team is supposed to have success. That's not how they're built. But like I said, you hate to point the finger, but you can't, like I said, this league now is so tough to win. Guys can score. There's so much talent. And when your goaltending is leaky, like it has been for Ottawa, it is really, really tough. And then too many guys are having down years. Carlson missed training camp, got off to a bad start. He hasn't been the same. You look at the forward group, too many guys are underperforming. They make the big trade. Matt Duchene comes in. He struggles immediately. The worst slump of his career. And you look at the back end as well, guys. I think some mistakes were made. They brought in a Johnny Oduya. You watch him play, it looks like he can't play anymore. He didn't play last night. One positive, guys, they had Thomas Chabot playing last night. He played 22 minutes a game, and I think that's something Ottawa needs to do more often. Get those young guys in there, and you got to sell something in today's game. If you're not winning, you have to sell hope, and by playing some of those young guys, Colin White, Thomas Chabot, at least you're selling hope.
Ex-NHLer Jason York, kind enough to join us. Sens leave 7:30, Sportsnet. He's from Sportsnet, obviously, too, and Hockey Night in Canada. So, but there are two ways to look at it. We know the coaches will say, oh, my, is that wounded animal? This is a dangerous team. But when you're an ex-player, you're the Leafs, you're sitting home last night, you're giggling a little bit, you know what it feels like to be a demoralized hockey team when nothing's going right, and it's just it feels like a nightmarish year. You can step on those teams sometimes, can't you?
Well, you have to right away, because Ottawa right now is a team that's battling confidence. They're fighting those inner demons like you guys just mentioned. And one thing with a team like that, if you get up on them early, one thing they've done is they find ways to lose. So you got to prey on those weaknesses. And this is such a mental game, guys. Hockey, I always say it's 70% between the years. And right now, Ottawa just is a team that doesn't feel good about themselves. And if you're Toronto, you jump on them early with the firepower they have, with the young guns. And it's funny, you mentioned Toronto as a team that knows all about losing. I don't know, because you look at some of these young guys, they're used to winning.
That's right.
Like, look at Austin Matthews, and they're the new part of this regime here in Toronto. That's a team that just, they're young and they're carefree, and they're an interesting team right now, the Toronto Maple Leafs. I like how they play, and you watch how they go about their business. They're high octane. I just think they need maybe one more defenseman and perhaps one more depth forward away from being a really good hockey team.
Who is Erik Karlsson? You know, I grew up watching Bobby Orr as the best defenseman in the National Hockey League, and Bobby Orr did not play a meaningful game of hockey after the age of 26. The injuries just took him out of the game, 36 total games after he turned 26 years old. We were told about the surgery that was needed to repair this guy's foot. Is he ever going to be the player that he was? I mean, he's 27.
Yeah, well, with Bobby Orr, we all know about the history of the knees, and the arthroscopic surgery wasn't invented back then. So we were robbed of seeing Bobby Orr play forever and ever. Imagine with the medicine to now, he would have played much longer. But with Karlsson, he's on record, guys, of saying that his foot or ankle is probably never going to feel the same. He says it's just going to be an adjustment of what his new normal, he calls it, is going to be. I still think he will get back. I don't know if he'll ever get back to being the player that we saw that was just, I thought without question, he was the best defenseman in the league. And this year he struggled. We've all saw it. I still think he will get back to being one of the top guys in the league. I don't know, though, if we'll ever see that dynamic agility and just those bursts of speed because he's had a lot of issues pivoting this year, guys. If you'll notice in Ottawa's games, when pucks are chipped behind him, he's got issues turning and going to get pucks. I think that will come back. I just don't know if it will ever get back to the Erik Karlsson we're seeing, but it's going to be a very good Erik Karlsson. It will come, guys.